We usually think of aggression as a negative emotion, but for leaders, it can be a positive driver for change. Let me explain. My name is John, and you listen to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is Saturday, the 7th of June, 2025, and it is week 22. According to the Cambridge Dictionary, aggression has a number of definitions. Quote, spoken or physical behavior that is threatening or involves harm to someone or something, end quote. Obviously, that's bad and not recommended behavior in a professional setting. And secondly, quote, forceful playing in sport that is intended to win points, end quote. It is this definition that I want to focus on today. I'll leave a reference to that in the show notes. I'm a big fan of the sport of rugby. In rugby, there is a defensive line of players intended to protect their goal line, and attacking pods of players intended to break through the defensive line of the opposing team. You cannot win a game of rugby without being aggressive. Players have to physically break through the defensive line of the opposing team, using strength and speed. Most sports will have similar concepts. Being aggressive simply means scoring points and ultimately winning. As a counterpoint, if a team is too passive and it plays in an overly defensive way, they are likely to tire out from the constant work of defending and ultimately will likely lose the game. So we can say in some activities, you must be aggressive to win. In my own chosen sport of karate, for example, it is impossible to win a fight without being aggressive. Now let's bring this back to a professional context. Are you and your team playing to win or playing to defend? You must ask yourself this question. As a leader, it is your job to give your team the right objectives, then to motivate them to push forward with an aggressive energy. They must attack ideas, attack project deadlines, attack process improvements, attack quality improvements. Whatever the context, you and your team must hit them with the right energy. In my experience, this is especially important within a large enterprise with a lot of red tape and inertia slowing down progress. The only way to break through such red tape is to attack it. Think about breaking that defensive line on a rugby pitch. It takes aggression to punch the initial hole through it, then the rest of your team can follow through that hole that you've just created. Your job as a leader is to challenge on topics and call out topics that you think are wrong. You can, of course, do this in an aggressive way while still remaining polite, by attacking the ideas and not the people. All ideas should be open to challenge. There should be no topics off limits to peer review. If an idea is not robust enough to withstand review, then it should not be implemented. Conversely, if a great idea fails because it was not pushed through aggressively enough, that is also a real shame. So don't be passive with great plans. They need to be pushed hard to be given every possible chance to succeed. Push it hard, right up to the point that it gathers its own momentum and benefits from the flywheel effect. Then you can step back. Finally, when you have your shoulder to the wheel, make sure you are not pushing alone. Engage your team to push with you, and observe those who push with you and those who push against. And keep that list for later on, when you need it most. This is when you'll find out who is loyal and who was working against you. Take care, guys. I'll keep it short and drop another episode tomorrow on another topic. See you then.